This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Really fun, wasn't it, guys?
It was
really enjoyable.
Interesting guy and gal.
You know, what I found interesting is the level of, you know, it was fun just to sort of sit back and you're answering his questions and I'm just sort of chiming in here and there, but the level of information and research and, informed opinion that our audience has on the issues just warms my heart. I just absolutely love it. I really do. Fantastic. So appreciate you all very much. We'll get a copy of what they're going to run, and then we'll post that. So it's coming in the next couple of days. TV2 out of Denmark. So my wife has already sent over a note to our European relatives to let them know in Norway that, hey, you can watch it there too. And we'll let them know. But good job. Thanks a lot for doing that. And we might have to do that in the future. You never know. You can kind of help some media better understand things a little bit here. Speaking of my wife, she's put together the most fabulous tour of Washington, D.C. ever. Oh, we're going to have some fun. December 10th through the 14th. It is loaded up with all kinds of seats, sites that you must see in Washington, D.C. Now, the final seats are sold out. We have three, as I understand it, left in Bismarck. So if one person wanted to pair up with somebody that bought a single, you could do that. But take advantage of this. There's still seats there. We can only hold this open for a few more days. You get a VIP tour of the White House, of the U.S. Capitol. We're going to the U.S. Holocaust Museum. We're going to the National Mall. We're going to the Smithsonian. We're doing a city tour so you see it all. Arlington National Cemetery, Pentagon Memorial, which is really neat. The World War II Memorial, Iwo Jima, all of them. You get in all of them. We're doing Ford's Theater, which is going to be fun. We have the Odyssey DC cruise ship. That's a great time. I'm telling you, this is pretty amazing. This is pretty amazing what we're all taking in. So here I'll give you a number to call so you can get signed up. 952-898-3478. 952-898-3478. Again, only three seats left, so it's 60 people. We'll have fun. Go to some great restaurants, too. Really good restaurants. That's right. Yeah, one Senator Kramer told me about it. Actually, Chris Kramer told me about it. His lovely wife told me about it. Called Medium Rare. It's really good. Fun little unique restaurant. So looking forward to that. Prices, by the way, start at $24.79 if you pay by check. A little bit more if you pay by credit card, but per person. So when you take the meals, everything but two meals is covered. Think of that. Everything but two meals is covered. So you got airfare, bus transportation around D.C., great hotel, breakfast every morning there, fantastic meals. All those tour sites, and it's tough getting to the White House. It is. So call today. Sign it up. 952-898-3478, extension 228 or extension 0. All right. I am looking forward to this conversation with our next guest, who's written a book called Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Trials. Paula White Cain is here, Pastor Paula is known probably as, more than anything, a pastor for Donald Trump, part of a close group of pastors that have done a lot of ministering to the president, which is really neat. Paula, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's wonderful to be with you this morning.
Congratulations on another book.
I am excited about it. We've hit number one already, I think 4 days in a row, so really excited about this.
This is brand new. This is really, really neat. You know, we just had the last hour calls coming in from our listeners for some reporters that were here from Europe. They wanted to know, could there possibly be anybody that still supports the president now that this impeachment inquiry has started, right? So they can't get their arms around it. And our audience did not disappoint at all. But
it brings me
to my first question for you. And that is what a lot of people say. They say, how can you be Christian and support this guy? That was my Donald Trump impression right there. You know, they're flabbergasted. I every once in a while get a little, you know, snippy text or email, or somebody will say something somewhere. How do you answer that question, Pastor?
Well, it's pretty easy. First off, when we begin to look at his policy and what all he's done, I can just begin to go through all the accomplishments as the most pro-life president. Promised to fund Planned Parenthood, cut Title X funding. He reinstated the Mexico City policy. He has signed the executive order for free speech on college campuses, signed the First Step Act, taking on criminal justice, recognize Jerusalem as the capital of the Golan Heights, move the embassy in Israel, has put about $1,400 extra in the average American's paycheck last year. We have unemployment at an all-time 50-year low, 3.5%. Women, 66-year low. African American, Hispanic, an all-time historic low. $6 billion in funding to fight opioid crisis, the human trafficking. I mean, I could just continue to go on and on thinking about all that this president has done for things that are so vitally important to us as believers, as Christians. He is a tremendous fighter on religious liberty, as we saw the first ever speech on religious liberty delivered at the UN, as well as what he's done as the Ministerial Alliance at the State Department, going on our third year of having that, over 1,000 people that have come to fight for religious freedom all over the world. I mean, this president, a lot of people campaign on things, and we don't see a follow-through. And as we often say, it's promise made, promise kept. And so he didn't just campaign on it, but he acts on it. And what you see, you know what you're going to get with President Trump. And so I don't see how it's too difficult not to stand with him. And people see through it. I mean, the stuff with the impeachment, it's like we're seeing that it has become clearer than ever that the Democrats' impeachment inquiry is just a very politically motivated stunt to take down President Trump, which in essence is a direct hit on people that voted. The beauty about America is we have a democracy. And so every 4 years, we do right now, let's pray that we keep that democracy, right? And every 4 years, we get to vote. And the people clearly voted for President Trump. So what they continue to put him through with the Russian hoax, the witch hunt, and now this this impeachment inquiry, which they won't even do a due process and a formal vote. I mean, it's a continued attempt, not just to take the president out, but to take all of our votes for what we voted for, to put this president and his policies in place.
I often wondered, correct me if I'm wrong, that people that ask that question don't have a good enough grasp of Christianity themselves. Because, you know, I think that, look, if we wanted to find flaws in people, we could do that all day long with every single soul walking this earth, right? So who's without flaws? But then they tend to go, well, what about the affairs? What about the divorces? What about the porn stars? What about the, you know, they're going to go right down the list and judge him. What do you say to folks that present it that way?
Well, just look at it in the Bible. I'm not saying, you know, many of the things President Trump has said where, you know, these are the things I've walked through in life, and some things he says absolutely not, and he draws a line in the sand and says this I did do, didn't do. That's between him, God, his family, etc. However, let's go back to the Bible. Boy, if God did not use flawed people, if God did not use imperfect people, then first off, none of us would be usable material. What do we say about the woman at the well, or the woman caught in adultery, or what do we say about, you know, the woman with the issue of blood? We could just continue to go throughout the Bible. Abraham, who Joshua says worshiped idols, and David, who was going to lead the lineage of Jesus, the Messiah, and he was the chosen servant according to Psalm 89. So, when we look at, you know, God's choice for people and how he uses imperfect people, none of us know the heart of a person. None of us know their personal relationship with God and why God's choices are what they are. But we certainly can stand back, and if you have, you know, biblical knowledge, as you said, you can look again and see. And even if people were, and I personally know, obviously, I've had an 18-year relationship with the president. Now he is a Christian, and faith is very personal and very meaningful to him. But if we were looking at even a heathen king like Cyrus, or a pharaoh with Joseph that had been used for God's purposes, at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself what aligns with God's word. We are no longer, if we look at one issue of just pro-life, we're no longer fighting just for the unborn. We're fighting for the born. When you can look and say, okay, at 9 months, when what happened in New York and of course, Virginia, and we look at the different things and say, we aren't just fighting for the born, that you can say, late-term abortion in 9 months. Oh, God, I don't want the sex. I don't like this. Or the boy, I wanted a girl. There, no reason, no justifiable cause, which to me there's never a justifiable cause for abortion. But I do, you know, see different people's opinions, et cetera, kind of in this world. And I'm saying this is not a hard decision. This is when we look at the policies of what the Democrats are standing for right now, when we look at just, what, last week or so in 2020, Democrats waged war on religious liberty. Cory Booker plans to use the DOJ to go after the church and schools because of their religious beliefs.
Pay attention to this stuff, folks. Hold that thought if you would, Paula. We'll talk more with the personal minister, spiritual advisor to President Donald Trump after this. And what's on your mind?
Cuyahoga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Cuyahoga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Cuyahoga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Cuyahoga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Cuyahoga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Cuyahoga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.cuyahogamd.org. That's cuyahogamd.org.
Agriculture feeds the world. Energy shines the light upon it. North Dakota is blessed to have an abundance of both. Wind energy helps keep our electricity reliable and low cost and sends new property tax revenue to 28 North Dakota counties. Landowners benefit from offering their private property as part of wind farms by giving them a steady stream of reliable income on their property for decades. It's a win-win situation. Wind energy and agriculture, a great partnership for North Dakota's future. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Want to make quality silage bales on a budget? Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer has what you need. The new RF450 Super Feed Round Baler from New Holland. It produces dense, heavy 4x5 bales, including silage bales with up to 80% moisture. It tackles large swaths at high speed, forms heavy bales with 7 floor rolls and a chain and slat system inside the rugged bale chamber. Visit your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to learn more about the RF450 Super Feed Round Baler.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
What's on your mind? Chatting with Pastor Paula White Cain, author of a book called Something Greater, Finding Triumph Over Tragedy, which is a book everybody should read. I'm glad it's already hit number one in 4 short days, but because everybody's going to have, most likely you're going to have tough times, and how you deal with them and what comes from them and how you triumph as a result of them. It's nice to have that in the back of your mind when they come, and you go, oh no, not me, not now, but to have those tools, and you'll have them if you read the Pastor Paula's book. We are chatting today about this book and also a little bit about President Trump, because Pastor Paula, you may remember, provided the invocation prayer for the inauguration of Donald Trump, and is a personal minister and spiritual advisor to the president as well. She hosts a television show called Paula White Today. Also want to tell you that we want to thank our fine sponsors, and that includes our friends at Oasis Petroleum, who have that Be the Buffalo spirit about them. This company rising to the top echelon of North Dakota oil producers, in that top 2, 3, 4 always, you know. And they do it with a Be the Buffalo spirit. What's the Buffalo spirit? You go into the storm. You say, okay, there's the storm. I'm going to go into it, but I'm going to come up the other side better. Sounds a little like finding triumph over tragedy. And they love it when you find others that are doing good work and have that Be the Buffalo spirit. Tell us about them. Anybody, a great nurse, a wonderful veterinarian, a first responder, a law enforcement officer, a great pastor, whoever it is, tell us, 855-200-1776. Think about it, call us, just tell us, we'll do all the work to make sure they get recognized. All right, back with our guest. The book is Something Greater. Pastor Paula White is with us today on the program. So let's finish up on President Trump here a little bit, and then I want to ask you a little bit about kind of your own story and the lesson from your book and the lesson from those very challenging times that you lived with.
Thank you.
How did you meet President Trump?
President Trump was watching me on Christian television, and I got a call out of the blue, and they said, Mr. Trump is on the line. I thought, yeah, right, sure, we're playing around. And sure enough, he got on the line, and he said, you're fantastic. You've got the it factor. I said, well, sir, we call that the anointing. And he began to quote to me verbatim three of my sermons that I preached on value of vision. And I was quite impressed. I had a church at the time of over 27,000 members. And I thought, man, he listens better than most of my congregation. And he started telling me about his walk with God, how he was confirmed Presbyterian, went to Saturday school and Sunday school, and then how he went to Norman Vincent Peale's church until the day that he retired when he was 95 years old, and began to go into in-depth his sermons, his life. So one thing led to another. The relationship developed with him, his family, his staff became very close. But I never told stories in the book there, and I share some of those things that give a better picture and understanding of who President Trump really is as a man, because so many people see the persona or the Twitter, and he's tough, no doubt about it. He's got courage. He's a New York business billionaire man that has been self-made man, but he recognizes that God's put him in this position. He understands, he comes from a very strong lineage. His mother is a very, she's deceased now, but it was a very strong Christian praying woman of God who he had the deepest respect and love for. And I go into a lot of the personal stories that formed the man and who he is. So our initial, if you think about what I just said, he told me all the people he loved to watch on Christian television. So here he was at the height of his career, and he's watching Christian television.
And yeah, some people, I think that came as a result of sort of political smarts, right? That I better have some pastors around and pray for me or whatever. But your book points out, I mean, even back to Norman Vincent Peale, he's, you know, going way back in whatever the 80s or whatever. So.
Absolutely. No, this was not political where he goes, oh, Paula, get around people. This goes back to a long time of a long walk of faith. And he talks to me, and he's openly talked about, you know, where in his life things became more difficult. Like so many people, sometimes we get a little offline with God, but that's always there. You know, there are times we're closer. There are times that we feel further away. I've pastored for 30-something years and understand the context of that with people. And so, and when you're living this in some of the aspects he did, I think church became more difficult. He was so committed to, of course, when he was at Norman Vincent Peale's. And so as you know, it's an interesting thing because this didn't come about as politics. He actually in 2011 asked me to begin to pray that he was thinking about running for president. Did Paula pray? And he was often, we'd pray together or talk about things, or I'd have me for Bible studies on the Apprentice, or praying over people, or, you know, just grab me here, get up and pray for this, or talk to me on a personal level about his family. I would sometimes sit in his office, or just, you know, every time I had a place up in New York, still do. And I when I was in town, he's like, come by, and it might be 10 minutes, or he might just say, here, stay, what are you doing today? And I'd find myself sitting in the office for hours and hours, and I'd be like just a fly on the wall. And I tell all those stories, so many of them, in the book to let people understand who President Trump is and what his faith is about. So it's really, I think people will get a different perception and see him through the lens that I wish everybody knew the man and the family that I know, instead of the sound bites of media that has tried to characterize him as a person that he's not.
We have about, I guess, a couple minutes left here as well, but I do want to take some time to have you talk to people who have gone through terrible things, and as you have as well, and how you can find triumph in that. And some of it starts with childhood, as it did with you, and some of it comes later in life. But, you know, in this life, you will have trouble. You will have trials, right? We were promised this. What do we do when they come?
Absolutely. Micah 7:8 says, when I fall down, not if, he says, I will arise again. And when I sit in darkness, light will come unto me. Psalm 89 is a characterization of that. And so Ecclesiastes 3 is something greater is based on that God has put eternity in our heart, a divine sense of purpose. I didn't grow up in church. I start with a death of my father who committed suicide. I was from a well-to-do family. My mother then became an alcoholic, 2 masters, a doctorate. I go through my childhood, how I encountered Jesus at 18 years old and was radically transformed. But I had already started to make a mess out of my life. I'd gotten pregnant out of wedlock, very young. And here, with all my mess, with all my mistakes, God's grace and God's mercy and God's redemption continue to reach to me in his love. And then I do nothing but stay in the Word for years. And I wish I could say that was the gist of it, but it's not. I'm very open. People say it's a page turner. They say that it's vulnerable pain. It's authentic. It's raw. I talk about the years that I went through a very fractured and frail marriage that didn't start out that way, but it ended up. And I believe God so much for marriage because I wanted a family, and I believe in the sacred institution of marriage. But mine didn't turn out that way. My husband had gotten addicted to drugs and opened up doors to women. He had multiple affairs. I say that because the enemy really got in, but you know, it didn't start that way. This was a great man of faith. This was a great man that loved God, but the enemy came in to seek and to devour and to steal and kill and destroy. But God is faithful through it all. And I went through hard times, laid on the floor, depressed. I mean, lost a lot of weight, heartbroken, heart-wrenching. But that was not the end of my story. God has something greater. I talk about how my stepdaughter, who I raised from the time the kids were 2, 5, and 7, then I had a biological son, Randy, at 3. We lost our daughter to cancer. How the lunacy of becoming a commodity in ministry.
It is a page-turner, no question about it. Plus, it ends as a happy story. She married. He's a rock star. So that's
yes.
Kind of a nice face. Yes, indeed. Paula White Kane, thank you so much. Congrats on the book, Something Greater. Great conversation. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture. And it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, tax-paying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During a surprise visit to Afghanistan, Defense Secretary Mark Esper told reporters the American troops leaving northeastern Syria will be going to western Iraq. He said he will leave it to the diplomats.
The aim is to still get a peace agreement at some point, a political agreement. That's the best way forward. And I'll leave the State Department to comment on where things stand.
But the troops are not returning to the U.S., as the president tweeted. 3 soldiers were killed and three were injured during training in Fort Stewart, Georgia. Three other soldiers were hurt in the accident. One remains hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Two were treated and released. The incident falls on the heels of other deadly accidents for the military. In June, at West Point Military Academy, a vehicle training exercise killed one cadet and injured 21 others. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Did you know that Paula White Kane is married to Jonathan Kane of Journey?
I did not know that until you told me.
Did you know that, Todd, the radio god Mitchell?
Of course I did.
He knew it. He knew it. Mr. Trivia.
What do you think? Go read up on why the song Faithfully was done. Ah. Oh, yeah, that was... music on the road and whatever. I have a Journey question.
Well, there is a specific reason that song was done, and
yeah,
mind you, everybody's living happily ever after. But yeah, she wasn't buying what Jonathan Kane was selling ultimately.
Well, they didn't get married till 2015, yeah, so it wasn't written about her.
But. Well, right, but I mean, you go back, but yeah,
I know. So did he write that? Is that what you're saying?
He was one of them. Yeah, he's an original founding member.
Oh.
And Neil Sean, who's the guitar player from Journey, met his wife, who's a former Miss Minnesota, at Moondance Jam over in Walker, Minnesota.
Is that well, where
Kane wasn't a founding member. Kane came over from the Babies.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yep, you're right.
The Babies. Yep. I forgot about the Babies. All right.
Open Arms is done by Journey because John Waite said, too wimpy a song.
It's just kind of funny. I mean, Paula White Kane, you think of as you know, President Trump's pastor, and here she's married to a keyboardist from Journey.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's kind of cool.
Well, she wouldn't have been had John's previous wife bought into the song faithfully, but she didn't, so they divorced.
Right. Yeah. And it's if you read Paula's book, kind of it's the same thing there. I hear you. Let's talk a little bit about our pal DJ, CJ rather, at Dak Diesel. Now I'm changing his name. CJ from Dak Diesel. He's so darn busy right now. He said, Scott, do me a favor. Just tell everybody if they have a diesel semi-truck, a diesel pickup truck, a diesel tractor, they can trust us for a long-lasting repair and maintenance service that will keep that vehicle running smoothly for years. Now, they're in Bismarck, but they literally are working on rigs all over. People have brought them there and said, here, do me a favor. What can you do with this one? And or people traveling through Bismarck or whatever. Here's the number. And you can get a hold of them, get in queue. 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. Or shoot CJ a text, 701-210-0888, and he'll take care of you. Okay? Very good. Let's see here. I have one bit of news here before I go to our next guest. Governor Burgum today signed a statewide flood emergency declaration for federal funding. He had a round table with farmers and ranchers along with Doug Goring and some others today. And they are touring the areas of the state that are hardest hit. And unfortunately, there are a lot of them. It really is a tough year. And this rain now does not help. I got a text from some sugar beet farmers that said if this rain keeps up, big trouble for sugar beets right now. So they're meeting with officials in Fargo, Grand Forks, and Jamestown today, doing a town hall meeting in Fessenden that is happening tonight. All right? So They'll be in Grand Forks at 11 until 1 at Grand Forks Public Works Meeting. They'll be in Jamestown this afternoon, 2:15 to 4:15 at the Civic Center. They'll be meeting in Fessenden for that town hall meeting that's open to anyone. Wells County Fairgrounds, Festival Hall, tonight 5:30 to 7:30. That's Governor Doug Burgum, Ag Commissioner, going as well. And I believe the Major General Dorman is along as well. And, of course, community officials and others visiting with farmers and ranchers get a better understanding of the impacts being felt during harvest. Talk about what measures North Dakota can do to help ease the strain of economic and emotional hardships. USDA secretarial designation is in now, presidential disaster declaration. So you know what you need to know. In addition to farm impacts, there's a large swath of the state that's getting unprecedented fall flooding as well. And that's river and overland, and local emergency managers are reporting impacts to rural roads, a lot of them softened by wet conditions, becoming more susceptible to washouts. Right now, flood emergency declarations for the counties of Barnes, Cavalier, Grand Forks, Lemoore, Stutzman, Trail, Walsh, and Wells, cities of Grand Forks, Jamestown, Lemoore, and Valley City are currently issued right now. So it is, as you can see, a bit of a mess. Jamestown officials this week reporting two sandbag machines from the State Operations Center, Emergency Operations, beginning operations in preparation for high water releases from the Pipestem and the Jamestown dams. The U.S. Corps of Engineers increasing release the volumes to evacuate flood storage there, while also increasing releases from the Bald Hill Dam as Lake Ashtabula's levels rise. And that could further affect, of course, areas throughout Barnes, Stutzman, and Lemoore counties. So the State Water Commission has ceased operation of the Devil's Lake outlets for the remainder of this year. Don't want to increase the flows on the Cheyenne because that's already high. And the lake level is at 1,448.5 feet. So Grand Forks, flooded basements, floodwaters encroaching on sugar beet fields, not good. Rural homes and roadways, yeah, this is a tough deal. Very tough deal going on right now. So I want you to be aware of that. And kudos to Governor Burgum and Ag Commissioner Goring for being in Grand Forks this morning, 11 to 1, Jamestown 2:15 to 4:15, and Fessenden tonight 5:30 to 7:30. Let's bring in our next guest, Eric Spencer, who's hosting an important roundtable today. It's a CEO roundtable on transportation innovation at the Williston Basin International Airport. Eric is, of course, the president of the GNDC, president and CEO. Eric, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Let me start overall on the sort of what I just talked about here. We've had one heck of a tough year for farmers and ranchers. And we know as ag goes, everything else goes in the state of North Dakota. Is Main Street starting to feel this yet?
You know, our members are very, very concerned about the amount of moisture we've had. You know, it certainly keeps things in the fields. It prevents, those commodities from getting to market. So we're very concerned. You know, and then there's the potential risk of flood both this fall and next year. And, you know, ag is just one of the sectors impacted by this. You think about the hardworking men and women out there, you know, trying to get road construction projects finished this fall, and they're having a heck of a time, too. So it affects a large swath of the state. And so, our hearts go out to the producers impacted, and hopefully things can dry up and we can get some salvage this year somewhat. But, yeah, very, very concerned.
Governor Burgum, by the way, will join us tomorrow on What's on Your Mind in the first hour to talk a little bit about today's tour and the town hall meeting and everything else. So we'll do a little recap on all of that. What is a CEO roundtable? I know you do a number of these, but explain to folks what rather obvious. You got some CEOs around a table, I guess. But what is the purpose? What are you accomplishing?
You know, the goal of our CEO roundtables is to bring decision makers within business together to talk about a variety of different things. Sometimes we focus on manufacturing. Sometimes we focus on workforce. And on November 6th in Williston, we're focusing on transportation innovation. So there's a lot of exciting things happening, and we're looking forward to hosting that event at the brand-new Williston International Airport.
Yeah, that airport is unbelievable. I was out there for the opening. So November 6th, CEOs, you want to get this on your calendar to be part of this. And transportation infrastructure and innovation. Let's talk a little bit about that. So what kinds of examples are you going to showcase at this roundtable here?
Well, certainly the roundtable is going to, we're going to hear from Anthony Dudas, who is the director of Williston Basin and International Airport. There's going to be airport tours. We're also going to hear from Jason Bohr, who's the president and CEO of the Lignite Energy Council, and he's going to be talking about the future of electric vehicles in North Dakota and potentially around the country and how it's going to impact coal production in North Dakota. We're also going to hear from Brent Bogart. Brent works with the load pass permit system. And, you know, with all the wet weather we've had, what they're doing is trying to be creative about, you know, putting weather stations at various locations in the western counties so that if a rain event happens, you don't shut down the whole county. You can pinpoint where those roads should be shut down so you can still allow commerce to move but also protect the infrastructure. We're going to hear about the 2020 census, automated vehicles, and aviation. So a lot of great things going on that day.
So when you sit down with the CEOs, or generally the CEOs, you try and pull in folks from the region of where you're at?
The region where we're at, but also statewide. I mean, we're going to be having some folks from Fargo and Grand Forks traveling to the CEO roundtable. And the nice thing about these is they're not echo chambers in such as, you know, if I go to a trucking event and say that trucking's great, everyone's going to agree with me. What we try to do here is get a wide swath of our members and business leaders from the local area to hear about things they might not know about. So it's really educational. It's really about networking, and it's always a great agenda, and the attendees have a great time.
It's wonderful. And, you know, outside of coal country, there isn't necessarily a real recognition of the impact coal is. You know, the lignite industry is so vital to the state from an economic standpoint and also from an affordable baseline energy standpoint, an industry that's certainly been under attack in a lot of parts of the country, not so much here, but certainly there's some of that, and just, you know, market conditions and everything else. So a good opportunity to hear from the Lignite Energy Council's president and CEO on those issues, too. And, you know, I don't know, I chuckle every time that I see the Tesla that the North Dakota Lignite Energy Council has and the promotion, this campaign they have for electric cars, because I'm thinking most people when they, you know, when they had an electric car on the drawing board, they weren't exactly thinking, hey, coal is going to power this sucker, but it does. So it's I get a kick out of that.
No, you're exactly right. I think they're going to bring the Tesla up to the event, and we'll see if we can get that out on the runway with a drone and a plane for a photo op. So that would be kind of fun, I think.
Yeah, exactly right. But those are all good good topics for sure. That airport too is really a marvel when you think about the fact that they did this of. You know, very, very, very rare to have an airport just put in the middle of where it's never been before, right? You know, what they call the Greenfield Airport. It's just, it's unheard of. And not only to do the airport, but to do it so well and to have this welcoming face for Williston and the Williston Basin. And that airport is a sight to behold, and that could be a game changer, couldn't it?
Oh, you're absolutely right, Scott. You know, having that infrastructure there, I mean, it's going to make business travel so much easier, you know, really help commerce in the area. So we're very, very proud of it.
I can't let you go without getting a plug-in for GNDC. This group does amazing work on behalf of, you know, what makes this state go. You know, folks that are hiring folks and putting out those paychecks and getting things done. It's the voice of business, and they're very effective at the legislature. So if you're not a member, you should be. Give me your window, quick, what am I trying to, elevator speech, I was trying to say. Just give me your quick plug for GNDC, Eric.
Well, thanks, Scott. Yeah, we're the largest statewide business advocacy organization in North Dakota, and essentially we feel that business should lead the way. You know, if business does well, you know, the workforce is doing well, we're creating good jobs, good pay, and in the end, that's going to produce revenue for local cities, so we have great parks. And so, you know, a high tide raises all boats. And if you want to learn more about GNDC or the CEO Roundtable event that we're having on November 6th, go to ndchamber.com.
All right, got that. ndchamber.com for more on the CEO Roundtable. It's November 6th. I think I might have said earlier today that it was today, but I was in air. It's November 6th. Remember that. That'll be at the Williston Basin International Airport in Williston. So that'll be pretty neat. Transportation innovation, and that's ndchamber.com. Thanks, Eric. Appreciate it. Travel safe.
Hey, thanks, Scott. Yep, bye.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind after this short timeout. Don't go away.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mudjacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. the practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
What's it like to live the good life in Watford City? We're asking. Pat Brunelli tells us.
For my wife and I, in particular, we have grown up camping for just lots of years. The one thing that we really like about McKenzie County, Watford City, is that we've got Roosevelt Park, the north unit, just 14 miles south of us. And so we spend quite a bit of time there just in the community itself. They've done a tremendous job of creating paths out there. And we like to take our dogs for a walk, and it just feels like home to us.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Kind of what's on your mind? Final segment of the program. First one without any guest. Or mission. Read that mission in the first hour to find out what folks thought. I didn't get a chance to say this on air. I said it to them when they were interviewing me. We had Denmark TV here, folks, if you missed it. And Denmark TV was here to find out if the place where the second highest Trump voting total percentage in the entire country, we're second only to West Virginia, whether or not we still support the president or because of these impeachment inquiries, which some people deem legitimate and all of us deem ridiculous, has affected us at all. Here's what I want to say about that. If Mr. Denmark TV man had asked me on the air, I think people focus too much on Donald Trump the man and lose focus of the issues. Did you hear what Paula White had to say? I love that interview, by the way. Paula White's, it's kind of self-serving, isn't it? I sound like a big slap myself on the back kind of guy. I like what she had to say. I didn't like, you know, I wasn't saying my interview was great of her. Did you get that, Kevin?
I agree with you, and I like what you had to say, too.
Tom almost hit the buzzer there. Todd did. Like, egomaniac. Egomaniac. Tom, Todd, just don't call me late for dinner.
What? Cool pond.
Anyway, what she said, where she talked about religious freedom, where she talked about, you know, unborn children, you go down the, whatever it is. I mean, let's go down the list. What's better? A lot of stuff. Every wage earner is better. Average increase in wages under Trump, $6,000. You know what it was under Obama? $1,000. George W. Bush, $600. The economy's roaring. Things are better for babies. Things are better for veterans. Things are better for people with this, you know, the Constitution and their religious liberties.
I'd love to see. I mean, I can imagine how much better it'd be if USMCA got a vote, got that done.
Now there you go.
There's a number of things that could even add to this to make it even better.
The economy's in darn good shape, but it would be in incredible shape if some of these trade deals popped.
Exactly.
And USMCA's sitting there. Obviously, the China deal is, you know, inching along.
Fluid.
But, yeah, it's tough in farm country. There's no doubt about it. And that, you know, hurts to say the rest of the country's doing great guns, but many of them are. Farm country is not, largely driven by weather and price and exasperated by... I even think that's another leadership point of Trump, to tell you the truth. Look, it was never going to be easy to go into those trade deals. Why do you think nobody'd ever done it before? They'd cut crappy deals. Farmers would get jammed. And you'd have to live with the consequences. WTO rules or whatever. So I think it's about the issues. They're trying to impeach the issues. They don't like that we're pro-life. They don't like that we're pro-military. They don't like that we're pro-veteran. They don't like that we're, you know, pick your issue. That's the scoop. That is the scoop. Texter says, did I hear you right? They are still pumping water out of Devil's Lake. No, they stopped pumping water out of Devil's Lake. Stopped. So, you didn't hear me right. Because of, I guess the lake's at 1448, and they're just going to, they don't want to make things worse. So, one other little announcement I have here for you in the couple minutes we have left. I have a bunch of texts and texts, and I'll gladly squeeze in a call here too at 800-228-0550. November 5th, that's a Tuesday, okay? We're going to get on the bus. Anybody want to get on the bus with me? I have some seats.
Get on the bus, guys. On the bus
that you can be my guest. It'll cost you nothing, nothing. And we're going to do an energy tour. Make a brief stop in coal country, head for the Bakken, take a look at a wind farm right underneath a turbine. And we're going to have a little lunch in Watford City, and then we're going to have home. Be home. So, we'll hop on the bus like at 8, and we're back in the Bismarck, 4:35 o'clock. So if you've always wanted to see this for yourself, decide for yourself, understand it, come along. November 5th. If you'd like to go, text me. Or send me an email, whichever is easiest. Just put in the subject line, bus. I want to be on the bus. November 5th, Tuesday. 8 a.m. we leave Bismarck, no cost, come back 4:30 to 5, okay? All right, what else? Or you can text me, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. We are brought to you today in part by our friends at High Plains Apache. For a limited time, no interest and no payments, and you have yourself a brand spanking new High Plains Apache sprayer. Yep, the real deal. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer, has a great sales and service team because they really care about one thing. Well, maybe two things. You and sprayers. You and sprayers. All you know, getting you the right sprayer, that's their deal. It's all they care about. And you're going to notice that very quickly in everything they do. All the spray application parts, the service, all of that. Check out their website, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com. Okay, I promise to get a call in here quick. You have 20 seconds. What's on your mind? Hello?
Wireless customer with mobile number.
Oh, isn't that nice? I've got a little...
Bye-bye.
I've got a little telemarketing call. They even call us robocalls. What a way
How
to
about
do
that?
God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow. What's on your mind? North Dakota's number one hot tub, Hot Spring, for a reason. Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Why is Hot Spring that much better?
It's the absolute best ownership experience. For 43 years, we've been doing three things better than anybody else, and it's better massage, better water, better energy, and those are the things that really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not at all. And we want you to use these products because of the wellness aspect, and you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. You should want to use it, too, and we're making it easy right now to get into a Hot Spring hot tub with easy financing, 5 years, no interest, no payments, and don't make your first payment until 2020.
What a deal that is, and I know we love it. 20 minutes a night, absolutely a game changer, a great addition to just your overall life, to be able to have a little time to decompress for the day. It's fantastic. You'll love it, too. Hot Springs Spa and Pool Tables, too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot. Tell them Scott sent you.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.